for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Paris City Council approved a large commercial project near Interstate 215 that will convert hundreds of acres of land into a FedEx distribution center and a retail plaza. KVCR's Anthony Victoria has more.
The approved Harvest Landing project will also bring in a sports complex and fund infrastructure improvements. The project's developer, Howard Industrial Partners, says they plan to build a hospital and more housing at a later date. Councilman Malcolm Corona says they negotiated the best deal.
I'm very confident that we have received, by far, the most community benefits for any project in the history of our city.
But not everyone on the council agreed. Councilwoman Marisela Nava voted no. She doubts that Howard can attract big retailers or build a hospital.
There's nothing that obligates the developer to build and meet those criteria. It seems to be very vague. The keyword is vague.
Nava also says she's concerned Paris is too dependent on logistics and warehousing. As part of the agreement, Howard has agreed to build the sports park during the first phase of construction. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
An inmate at the West Valley Detention Center in Rancho Cucamonga was found dead in his cell on Sunday morning. Deputies were told that 26-year-old Mariel Mays was found unresponsive around 5 a.m. Mays was arrested by the department on March 24th after being charged with assault with a deadly weapon. He was transferred to the West Valley from the High Desert Detention Center in Adelanto last Tuesday. The department says Mays did not have obvious signs of trauma. The investigation into his death is ongoing, and May's cause of death will be determined after an autopsy. May's death is the sixth at the facility since January. Former California State Controller Betty Yee announced on Monday she's dropping out of California's race for governor. Yee was among several Democrats vying for the next governor, but consistently polled in the single digits. She told reporters on Monday the low polling made it difficult to raise the funds needed to get through the primary. Yee added she doesn't believe voters value experience and competence when it comes to this race.
Look, people want a personality. We are living in like a reality TV era where to get traction, you have to either be the loudest, you have to have gimmicks, you got to do what you got to do to get attention. I got no gimmicks, I have no scandals, I have probably, boring Betty here. This is who I am.
Her withdrawal comes weeks after California Democratic Party leaders called on low-polling candidates to drop out. Yee didn't immediately endorse another candidate in the race, but indicated she would do so in the coming weeks. As AI chatbots become an everyday reality, some California lawmakers are looking to address potential impacts on the mental health of young users. Cap Radio's Chris Feltz reports.
My son was using it really simply just for homework help, and it engaged him. It made him suicidal.
Maria Rain carries a portrait of her 16-year-old son, Adam, who took his own life last year. Rain says her son had developed a parasocial relationship with ChatGPT, which gave him instructions on how to keep his mental health struggles private.
We need to make a safe product, and that we need to have guardrails on these products and make it safe for children and everyone, frankly.
Rain is now suing the chatbot's parent company, OpenAI, and is advocating for more regulations. Democratic State Senator Steve Padilla has authored legislation that would require companies to perform annual risk assessments and implement a crisis response protocol.
Companion chatbots do not have the same capacity for empathy as a human being. And yet the nature of the technology can create this perception, which is damaging to users, particularly young, youth, and vulnerable persons who can't discern the difference.
OpenAI has denied ChatGPT caused Adam's death and says the system is trained to refer people expressing suicidal intent to 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. OpenAI faces six other lawsuits related to suicide. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.